Hello, welcome to another episode of Walks with a Copywriter. I'm Ollie, I'm a copywriter, and today I'm in a woodland again that I haven't been to before. It's apparently has some of the best examples of beech woods in Europe. I'm currently reading on a sign, and although I'm no tree expert, I would say that they are some pretty fine trees. Some of them are very large, probably the width of, I don't know, 3-4 foot, maybe. Going up very tall. Most of them are thinner than that. Not many branches lower down, but high up, very, very green. Lots of long branches with very green, almost see-through-ish leaves. The sunlight is sort of illuminating them, almost as if you can see through them. You can see all the sort of the spines or whatever they're called within the leaves, which is very nice. And hey, while it's on my mind, I just wanted to say hello to all my listeners all over the place, really. I was just looking at the stats, and it's had, in the last few weeks, I've had listeners from 18 countries, and surprisingly, the largest percentage of people by country are from France. So, bonjour. Following France, it's the UK, which I would expect, I suppose, since that's where I am, followed by the US, and then below that, in an order I don't remember, is France, Germany, Japan, Ireland, Slovenia. So hello to you all. I really wasn't expecting to have such an international audience, but I'm glad, well, I hope, that you're finding these helpful. So anyway, today I thought I'd speak about something kind of different. I asked a colleague at work what area of copywriting they might be interested in hearing about more, and surprisingly, they mentioned charts and graphs and things like that, using that in your content, because often at work and sort of elsewhere, I'm saying how often visualizing information is more powerful than just describing it with words. And so I thought that might be an interesting topic to cover today. You know, when do charts and graphs and other visualizations make sense to incorporate into your writing? I can tell you that I spend a lot of time writing about finance. And as you could probably imagine, not only is that a bit dry sometimes to read, just paragraphs of text on finance, but also it can be a little bit more effort than it needs to be for the reader to read sort of examples of what might happen in one situation when, I don't know, for example, you're saving X amount into a pension and you earn returns on your returns, called compounding returns. That's a really, well, relatively difficult concept to explain in words, but you can show it really easily in a chart what's happening to that data by having two lines. One, for example, in this particular example, that doesn't have this sort of compounding returns effect, and one that does, and it just makes it really easy for the reader to tell at a glance the impact that this sort of financial concepts makes on their money. Again, explaining that in words, you know, would take at least a paragraph, and it would be filled with numbers. And I think that if your work does include lots of numbers, then certainly consider charts. I think as a you know, as human beings, the vast majority of us, I read somewhere a while ago, and I can't remember off the top of my head, but it's something like 70 or 80% of us are visual learners. So we comprehend what we can see far more easily than what we can hear or touch, which makes a lot of sense, I think, because fundamentally, I'm walking through a woodland now, and this is almost as sort of primal as it gets, kind of. You know, you as human beings, we've always had to rely on our sight to, you know, understand our surroundings, perceive where threats may be, things like that. And so it sort of makes sense that, you know, people are, the majority of people are primarily visual learners. So again, that's where using charts can really help and connect with your reader more. And if you're not familiar with creating charts or using data, there are so many resources online to look into. I've used many tools as well, and tools can be as simple or as complicated as you're sort of willing to go searching for. But the two that I would recommend and that I use personally, one is if I want something to be really simple, I might actually do it just in a spreadsheet. So Google Sheets or Microsoft Excel, putting your data into that, highlighting the data, create charts. You know, 8 out of 10 times it's going to give you the right chart to display that data. And if not, then you can tweak it a bit. But they're really, really simple charts. And you know, you could always do a screen grab of that and paste it into your content. Another one that I use that is a little more involved and requires a lot more tweaking is called Data Wrapper. It's a really great professional tool that the likes of the BBC use in their content online. And the great thing about it as well is that it's, for the most part, free. So you can create as many charts as you like. You can embed them into your content through with HTML, whereas an iframe. It's responsive, so it changes width to depending on the size of the viewer's device. And the only thing that you get really that's noticeable when you pay for it is the removal of the created with data wrapper sort of branding at the bottom, which actually is very discreet and doesn't take away from you know, what its appearance as a professional chart in your content. So those are two things I would think about. Also, potentially Canva has a range of visual sort of asset types that you can create, and one of those is charts, and they're really simple. You just have to paste in your data, and it presents that data very simply in a simple chart, but it's not too feature rich, so but worth looking at. And I suppose loosely on the topic of visualizing information, it all kind of plays into the idea of speaking to your reader in the most simplest way possible. And I've said this throughout this sort of podcast series, that you want to simplify your words as much as possible. And sometimes it might be taking those words and putting them into a chart. Or it could be putting them to a list of bullet points, for example, or breaking them out onto single lines just to explain something step by step, for example. That's really effective. And so it's just this general concept of simplifying copy to the point where sometimes it's not copy, because copy is not always the best medium to convey information. And I think as copywriters, we often start with words and finish with words. If you ask a copywriter to put a presentation together, there's probably going to be a lot of words on the slides. If you ask a designer to put a presentation together, there might be fewer words and sort of more illustrations or charts and graphs and things to show things visually. And I think it's actually the copywriter's job, I think, I've just found a really long slug. I haven't seen a slug in a long time. And it's got a trail, it's sort of collecting a trail of little leaves and stones behind it. Anyway, I think it's the copywriter's job not just to write copy. I think it's really the copywriter's job to understand what it is that the reader needs. And sometimes that's just not copy. Sometimes it's an image or a chart or something like that. So, I think that's sort of pretty much all I have to say on charts. I think, as you know, the rule is, as with all things, keep it simple. One of the great things I love about Data Wrapper is that it, and I initially didn't like this because I like to be comprehensive in my explanations. So I might have two axes, sort of one on the left and one on the right for the different data lines that go across. Data Wrapper doesn't actually allow you to do that. You can only have one vertical axis. But what it really gets you to do is think as simply as possible, so that you might have to explain a little bit in the title of the chart. So rather than say, you know, if the chart is, I'm just making this up, say it's house prices between 2010 and 2020, and then you have a line showing that, you might want to be a bit more descriptive with that title and say house prices rose between rose 80% between 2010 and 2020, or whatever it is. Again, it's just sort of simplifying things as much as possible so that the reader has to think as little as possible. That's our job, is just to convey information as simply as possible, in my opinion. So as I said, if you're not familiar with charts or manipulating or visualizing data, give it a Google, give it a YouTube, because there is so much information online, and the tools nowadays are, you know, there are so many of them. Canva, Data Wrapper, just copy and pasting out of Excel or Google Sheets, that works. I would start there, and if it doesn't do what you need, then perhaps look elsewhere. But there's so much choice these days, and it's so simple that I don't think you can really go wrong. You know, after a few hours of playing with it, you'll understand what it is. You'll understand how to get what you need out of it. So, yeah, that's it, I think, on charts. Yes, thank you for listening. Best of luck with your copywriting. And once again, wherever you are in the world, thank you for listening. I hope this has been worthwhile.